Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Although he died last week, they just announced it yesterday. A guy named Eddie Mecca was an actor from Laverne and Shirley years ago. He played Carmine Ragusa. He was 69. Nobody had him in the Deadpool, but you can sign up for next year's Deadpool right now. Get your list ready to go. At TNTRadioEmpire.com, click on Craig's Deadpool or Craig'sDeadpool.com and get your list ready to go for next year because the Deadpool season is never ending.
Got to lock it in by midnight.
Yeah. Just put it in there.
It locks in by itself.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, there is no locking in process. Yeah.
Okay, so whatever's on there, midnight, New Year's Eve, that's it.
Yep, and you can edit it as many times as you want between now and then.
And somehow we got into this about a week or so ago. We had kids calling in. I mean, parents, parents and grandparents and uncles take advantage of their kids and make them do stuff for us.
I got another one you guys got to hear that we haven't gotten in yet.
We got ready to go.
Oh, because
I wanted to play it this break, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I do want it in the system, too, eventually. But, we have this one.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, we got this.
Yes!
This one.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Do one of these.
Suck it, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh God. Nice beaver.
Nice beaver.
And this is a new one today too.
Damn you, fat bitch.
And Craig has something ready to go. We just got sent in too from a guy. So his grandfather said this.
Yeah.
This kid's cute as hell too.
Very much.
Listen
so.
To it.
It's trying to buffer.
Buffering. Yeah.
God
damn it.
All right, we'll try again. Right. Hopefully it buffers again.
Play it again.
Yeah, there he goes.
Jim sucks. Play blackout.
Jim sucks. Play blackout. Yeah.
Yeah. Even the kids have figured it out.
Damn right, Jim sucks. Play blackout. I got to say that. Don't worry. I got to say the whole word, right? Yeah.
Was he behind the buffering?
He might have been.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll get that in there full time. I like that bit.
And he'll come and take it out.
Jim won't like that.
Right. Surprise.
Because he sucks.
Blackout from the system yet either.
Right. Of course, the original Christmas kids is this kid.
Now that Duke is on the table.
Yeah.
Now that Duke is on the table.
Now they're that cute. That's cute. And we go to this.
Damn you, fat bitch.
It's all cute.
It is all cute.
Not like us to do that.
We go from this.
Now that Duke is on the table.
Cute kid.
Now that Duke is on the table.
To this.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
That dancing fat bitch could backfire the next time that kid's at a wedding.
Oh, I know. Because they're all going to look around. Right. Who are you talking to?
All of you.
TJ Miller in the studio tomorrow. TJ's at the Funny Bone tonight in Omaha through the weekend. But sold out. But
is
TJ,
it nice?
Sold out.
TJ will be in the studio. So if you can't see TJ, go see Nick. Nick, where are you at tonight?
I'll be sold out. Yeah, the Southwest location of Infusion Brewing in Omaha tonight, Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa tomorrow night, and Rosie's downtown Lincoln on Saturday.
Go see Nick.
Three firefighters in Florida are expected to be okay. They were hit by a cast iron tub while battling a house fire.
Ouch.
So it blew up?
Oh.
It blew up?
No, it fell down.
Yeah. Oh, fell down. Yeah. Oh, like Cleveland on Family Guy.
Yeah.
Cast
now,
iron.
Now.
The tub exactly crashed like through that. The second floor.
Yeah, that is Cleveland on Family Guy.
I had to move one of those out of a house.
Cast iron?
When it was a built-in cast iron tub, and we were redoing the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know there were iron tubs.
Well, they don't make them anymore because they're ridiculous like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this house was built in the 40s.
Right.
Yeah, and if there's a fire, apparently they fall through the ceiling.
Right.
Yeah.
That thing had to have weighed 300 pounds at least.
Easily, I bet. That would have sucked.
We could only have two guys carry it because the hallway was narrow, and we could barely get it out. It was really heavy.
That's got to happen all the time if you're fighting fires.
Stuff falls
stuff upstairs?
Yeah.
Falling through the ceiling?
Unfortunately, people get killed, firemen. These guys are okay. Good.
Yeah. Right.
We also made the mistake of trying to break it before we, you know.
With what? A big sledgehammer?
Took a sledgehammer to it.
Nothing.
To try to.
Just doing, doing.
Oh,
nothing,
yeah.
Nothing.
And it reverberated in that bathroom very badly. It hurt our ears.
Yeah.
A survey of Americans looked at hookup preferences. They found the age at which the average respondent had the most hookups.
Early 20s.
Yeah, 22, 25.
Or it's somewhere like in the 50s after they've divorced and don't care.
Mid-20s. I'm going to say mid-20s.
What does this mean, though? Hookups like online or just hookups in your life?
Having
hook
sex.
Hookups a hookup.
Yeah. Got it's it. Like all right.
Genitalia.
Can it be with the same person?
Nope.
No, that doesn't cheating. Count. That doesn't count.
Right.
That's just a relationship.
Hookup is one.
The average age, you have the most, like one given year in your life, you had the most?
Yeah. The age at which you were hooking up, you know, more often than any other age.
I would say 18 to 30.
But this narrows it down to a single
one
year.
Single year.
It's got to be like 22.
22, yeah.
I was going to say maybe 24.
27.
That was a good year.
You're not as lame as you were in college.
No,
maybe you got a job.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You got more to
some
offer.
Some disposable income.
You clean your apartment
disposable income.
A little more.
Yeah, right.
You know how to throw it down.
You damn right.
3 in 4 said that it's important that their hookup is polite and has good communication skills. 76% say that for both of those.
You know, it's funny because you see those movies for years. You see movies where a guy hasn't been on a date in years, married, he's a widow or divorced, and you hear these stories, and you always see the movie that we say, the guy says, I don't know how to do this. And when you're younger, you think, yeah, right. I couldn't imagine. Todd had a great line years ago. We repeat a lot on this show. What would you say? And Todd's line was, I'm going to the store. You want anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your opening line.
I mean,
line.
I'd be with my same, you know.
That's your interaction with the females.
Yeah.
Most, yeah. At least ones you're having sex with.
Right.
I used it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, and you
yeah,
got
I would
some.
Have no idea.
I wouldn't know.
No, I didn't get any. She's out of town.
Yeah.
The line didn't work.
Craig looks up. Well, I was going to let that sit there, huh? All right. Okay.
Your mom was out of town, too. Yeah.
Well, we were out of town.
We were out of town, actually. I should say that. We're both out of town. Yeah.
Speaking of the Eiffel Tower.
Would you rather have goat jokes, your hermaphrodite, or banging your mom jokes?
Oh, God.
That's a tough one. Yeah. They're the three
Rank
ones we
them.
Have. We all hammer each other about certain things, but there's your top three. Craig's is stuttering. Mine's big head.
Let me guess.
All kinds of farting.
You'd like the mom one to go away. And then the goat one, and then we can hang on to the hermaphrodite one.
We're not losing any of them.
That's what I would guess, too, because that's the one that's, like, not true.
Yeah,
that's the one that's not true.
Right. That's an actual joke.
The mom and the goat one are true, right.
Now, see, the mom thing, that's been so long that I don't, you know.
I know, but your mom listens sometimes, so.
Yeah, but she always has. So this is not something new.
Has, yeah, because she likes to hear being.
This
Craig.
Is not something new.
Yes, she does.
All right, so I'm just saying, gun to head, which one do you have to choose? Which one would you rather go away? The goat, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, the goat. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that may have gotten out of hand.
You would chase it down.
Never in hand.
You'd miss it.
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah.
After you would a while, pine for it.
Yeah.
Pine.
Yeah. For the goat.
Just like Craig would miss Suck a Jesus if we stopped playing.
Suck a Jesus, stuttering.
No, he wouldn't. And I hear me stuttering all the time.
Yeah, so do we.
I don't need that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd long for that sound.
No.
Would you want Suck a Jesus to go away?
I hear me. I'm sorry?
Suck a Jesus if you had
choice. Oh, that easily.
All right.
Easily.
Nick, you hammer yourself, whether we hammer you for that matter.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, well, we all have that. We all jump on our own stuff right away, so it kind of kills the firepower. You know, I'm the first one to say my head's big.
Yeah, and we're all hanging out in the shadow.
Dick.
The gigantic shadow.
Todd's high all the time. Stupid. We
shooting
get it.
Fridges.
Yeah. Shooting fridges. Yeah. Fridge, yeah, fridge is a pretty bad one for you.
Yeah, no, there's other stuff. Yeah. That I'm not going to mention it or they'll come back. I'm glad I've gone away.
Yeah. I can think of one.
Yeah. What was
your one? I don't mind the fridge
for
one.
For Todd?
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The dog. Yeah. That always go.
God,
that's going away from. Yeah, his dog's like peanut butter. They lick it off his crotch. That's right. That old joke that did go away for a long time.
It did.
Thank you, Craig.
Guess you're who's welcome.
Back. Ask him about his back. Ex-wife, Todd.
Yeah, we're friends. Remember that.
When choosing a hookup.
There you go.
Half of respondents, now 76% of us say that it's important that the hookup is polite and has good communication skills. Half of us say that they value looks and personality equally when choosing a hookup.
Guys choose hookups that like them. Why do we keep...
Yeah.
Or even if they don't like them, if it's a hookup,
criteria.
It's someone that will.
If a woman liked me.
In our best year, whatever year that happened to be, in our best year, our criteria was... Oh, she wants to hook up.
Right.
Right, and a hookup is different than a relationship.
Right.
You don't need to hang out.
There was really no other qualifier.
None.
Presence.
I mean, yeah, if she's...
Well, willingness.
Yeah, if right. she's...
Oh, yeah, that's
willingness.
That's what I mean. She wants to hook up. Right. Period.
She's given consent. It's on.
Right. If she's pretty, bonus.
Yeah.
That's right.
This chub is outstanding.
And if she says stuff like that, even if it's a lie, outstanding.
77% of us believe that sexual compatibility is important in a hookup.
That should be the main component.
Some people say that's the point of a hookup.
Yeah, but it's having sex.
100%.
Hookups having sex,
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, if it's your first time, you know, not everyone is as compatible as others.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
There you go. You got to do that. You got to go through it the first time to find out that if you have that sexual compatibility.
I did happen once with a girl. You're just like, ew, this doesn't work, huh? Well,
43%
of us. Completely different wavelengths.
43% of respondents have left in the middle of hooking up with someone after realizing that they were not compatible in the bedroom.
That is just rude.
She would have to say just no for me to leave. Like, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm guessing that 43%.
I'm still going to go through some bad sex if I have to.
That percentage is a lot of women.
Yeah.
Who have just said, nah, this ain't, uh-uh.
Now, here's the trouble. 2 in 3 Americans thought they were so compatible with the previous hookup that they wish they could have a relationship with them afterward.
That happens a lot, And a lot of times it ends up being a relationship, too.
About the same amount admitted that they're likely to develop romantic feelings for someone that they hook up with. Yeah, 18% of respondents say that's why they rarely or never hook up with the same person more than once, because they don't want to get feelings for anybody.
Wasn't it a romantic feeling that leads to hooking up?
No, I think
it's just an urge.
I know what you mean. You're thinking about the word romantic. Depending on how you describe the word romantic.
The crowd goes,
just a primal
there
urge.
There might be an element to that.
Hesitant to hook up because if they do hook up with somebody, they automatically fall in love with him?
No, they hook up with them the second time.
Okay, but you know the feeling, Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Has there been any hookup that hasn't, like, fallen in love with you almost instantly?
I'm sure just about all of them.
How could you not?
None of them have.
You're being far too
All
humble.
Of them have not.
Well, some of them might have just been able to keep it in check.
I think I
let it remain unrequited.
Yeah. Yeah, that may have been it.
Yeah, they just didn't express it. They wanted to.
I don't think any of those guys have walked out. That's a girl thing walking out. What guy has walked out? If they're going to go to bed together and the girl is willing to have sex and it's consensual, the guy ain't walking out. He's gonna have sex and then maybe leave then.
Unless.
But the girl might walk out. She's saying, I'm not into it now. And they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm saying.
Guys are going to say, no, I'm here. I'm going to throw one off.
Yeah,
that's how romantic we are.
The people that left in the middle.
No guy says, I can't do this.
No.
Yeah, if there's any interruption, it's because she pushed you off. Or said, go. Right. And then, okay.
Like, I know, the push works for me. I can't do this. Yeah. I'd never said that.
Neither have I. So, you know, I'm just as guilty.
2 in 3, 66% of us would be open to getting a friend's opinion on whether someone is a good or bad fit for a hookup.
Guy's going to say you're having sex. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah, for a hookup.
Yeah.
And 43% of us say that they'd be willing to hook up with an ex.
What percent?
You have a bunch of
46%,
exes.
46%, almost half.
I'm surprised it's even that low. Because you have a bunch of exes. You haven't seen them in years. I'm not talking about ex-wives. There's a bunch of crap going on. Just ex-girlfriends? Yeah, happens all the time, sure. What time is it? I would not rather do that. Joking.
Yeah, about half of us would be willing to hook up with an ex, and then there's half of the relationship.
But here's the deal.
Yeah, it's totally one-sided.
We'd have to have an ex wanting to hook back up with us. That's the key part.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
They miss it. Yeah.
I don't know about that. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they don't.
If you hooked up with Craig, give us a call.
Craig has a point.
Yeah.
I think a few of my hookups, quite a few, really didn't like me. I was just the best choice at the time, and they were horny.
Right.
They didn't want a relationship. I was not a serial killer, as best they knew.
Right.
So, yeah.
As far as they knew.
As best they knew, I'm not a serial killer.
Right place, right time.
I think it's called closing time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure quite a few of my hookups settled.
Yeah.
My wife did.
In some of those situations, Todd, it could have been a mutual settling.
Right.
You're fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's the case in a lot of hookups.
I ain't the worst that you've seen.
That's right.
That's exactly it.
That's it.
Some David Lee Roth energy
night. That's right.
I ain't the worst that you've seen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'd forgotten to mention this, but there is a TikTok video out there.
You ain't pretty, but you're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TikTok video, I believe out of Iowa, of they put the Christmas or the Santa up on top of the house on the roof.
Better be a white Santa.
And the Santa was supposed to be waving, you know, with his arm up waving.
Right.
Yeah, but his arm fell down.
The arm, they forgot to attach the arm up.
Oh.
So the arm was down and moving, and it looked like yes.
Oh,
yeah. So there is a TikTok video of a whacking Santa out there.
I'd buy just the whacking Santa.
Yep,
they had that put in the front yard.
He loves Christmas.
Right.
I just posted a link to it on Twitter and Facebook.
Is it funny?
It is. It is quite funny.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
In clear view of the entire neighborhood, Santa just on top of the house, just going to town.
Santa's tossing one off on the roof.
I got to see this. So your Santa's, your Santa's up there whacking. Yep. You going to fix it? Nope.
The kids love it.
Yeah. It's a white Christmas.
Yeah.
It just is.
And if you turn up the sound, you can hear the video is accompanied by Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
Yeah, he's hooked to the chimney of the house, and the hand is not up. It's down.
Yeah, right there along the belt line.
That's funny.
They have to do that every year.
Oh, it's a tradition now.
Yeah.
It's Jim and Susie in there whacking Santa every year.
Yep. Kids, hop in the car. We're going to go see Whacking Santa again this year.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. They didn't just bust what was up there. He knew it wasn't working. Santa's jacking it. I like that. Check it out on our social media. Whacking Santa.
And,
go ahead, Craig.
Not a big deal. Just a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. Glad he's dead, apparently.
Why is he glad he's dead? Oh, you're glad he's dead.
The obituary for 76-year-old Wayne Alexa reads that after a long bout with the Steelers, he has passed away.
Man.
And he's lucky because if he's 76, he saw a lot of their great years. You know?
Yeah, he went on to the obit goes on to say that Alexa was home with his family recently when the Pittsburgh professional football team went into overtime against the 0-8 Detroit Lions. Oh. That was all he could take.
Yeah, I almost checked out that too.
Oh, he missed the Cincinnati game.
If I would have seen, I did too. I was traveling. If I'd have saw the Cincinnati game, I would have checked out. That's a great obit. You said I'm done, right?
I'm at it.
God. TJ Miller in the studio tomorrow morning. Nick, tonight. Go see Nick tonight. Where you at, Nick, tonight?
Infusion Brewing, the southwest location of Omaha. Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa tomorrow night in downtown Rosie's in Lincoln Saturday.
We'll be back tomorrow. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website for the podcast. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Patronize the advertisers. See you then.
Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.